Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, you're listening to Mandate on Manx Radio. Let's continue our coverage now, building up to September's general election. This morning, a former ship's captain, a German businessman based in Douglas, bidding for involvement in Manx politics, 62-year-old candidate. He'll contest Douglas Central. Good morning, Kurt Buchholz.
Yes, good morning.
Well, you stood unsuccessfully in by-elections in Douglas South and Douglas East last year. Maybe third time lucky, but contesting a different constituency in less than 18 months to some will smack of desperation, determination to do anything to get involved with Manx politics.
No, the reason why I stood in Douglas South at the start was that our business is located there, and it just came up suddenly because one of the MHKs stood down. And then Douglas East was just the second trial, and I thought, okay, it's only 6 months for the until the general election, so I give it a try. But I live in Douglas Central, and this is where the center of our life is. So I thought that is the best way to stand for a constituency where you live in, and not driving through every day.
Well, this was always the aim. Then you say you can contribute to the cut and thrust of Manx politics with your experience and personal strength. How would you stimulate more economic growth? How would you attract new businesses to the island?
Yeah, I think we have to look at what a candidate needs to provide to be successful with for this government. We need to have a business approach. I mean, so I have to grow the economy. You have to come from the economy, have experience in there. You have to be able to motivate people. You have to have experience in that one. All this kind of experience I have. You have to have financial experience, not that you worked in an accounts company and doing some account sheets. You have to have made budgets. You have to work with budgets and in budget limits.
I know you say the workload of MHKs needs to be dramatically increased. Do our members not work hard enough?
When we look at the...
That will please you to your potential new colleagues.
Yeah, the amount of unsolved problems that we have and the amount of non-decision-making decisions that we see. Also this morning, we heard that about the horse tram. This is something where we see there has to be more work put in by the MHK to solve our problems.
Health. You mentioned the failure of management's led to a waste of funding, demoralised staff, low morale. Management of the health system needs urgent healing, I think you said. Have you got any proof of that?
Yeah, it's a report that the Health Committee released just last week.
What would you do?
It is the management. So when this report says the management is a failure, the management does not follow the recommendations to improve the management system in the hospital or introduce measures, then you have to clearly say the management is not working properly. But I think in general, what we need is that the government has a more commercial approach to anything that happens on the Isle of Man. I will give you an example. The Football Association in the UK, they are selling a license for Sky TV, for example, to transmit the football games. Here on the Isle of Man, now with this ferry service, we are issuing a license, a monopoly. Same like Sky, they get a monopoly to transfer the programme. So here, we should sell the license to the steam packet for about a price of £5 million a year. So that sums up to £50 million in 10 years, or when they want to have a 25-year contract, £125 million. We should not give this for free to a company that makes just lives on that contract. So it's a license that we have to sell. This is a commercial approach that we request from the government.
Well, you obviously, Chief Executive of Sea Alliance Isle of Man, and, yeah, and in your in-depth election interview, I want to probe beyond that more, because obviously there's a conflict there potentially with the steam packet proposals.
No, there's no conflict.
Well, potentially there could be, but that's for another day. I'm not being a smart ass, but your candidature release says September the 23rd will be a very important day for Manx politics. I'm sure it may be, but not a half as important as the 22nd.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that is election day. That's not a good start. Election day is the 22nd. On your release, it says the 23rd.
That's when we have the results, yeah.
That's what you mean by that. Why should the people of Douglas Central vote for you then?
It is the experience that I mentioned before. It's the understanding of the economy, coming out of the economy, understanding financials and working within a straight budget, having led a group of people, bigger teams, smaller teams and very large teams. So that is all important. You cannot become overnight after you are elected suddenly the qualified and competent candidate. So I'm competent. I can prove that. I have a proven record. That's why I think I'm a good candidate for Douglas.
Kurt Buchholz, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.